I've learned that others can be right, too. And the only way you learn that is when you hurt. Learn that others are right, too. When I finished this little book, Powerful Living, I brought the little discs home, the two little 5-inch discs, and I saved all the stuff on from my computer, my word processor, and got home, and Jackie and I spent all night, the night we got home, running it through the printer. And it printed out 165 pages. I wrapped the thing up and sent it off Federal Express to the editors who were going to edit the book. Bill Bright from Campus Crusade had put his editorial staff on loan to the Arthur DeMoss Foundation. The DeMoss Foundation, by the way, later put $25 million into this campaign to give this book away, using the secular press to do it. And I had never dealt with the Campus Crusade people before. I knew Bill Bright, but I had never dealt with them at this particular level. And I began to realize that even though they make a lot of statements publicly about being open to the charismatic movement, when it comes to having something in print, they are just straight evangelicals. And I had a whole chapter in here on the Holy Spirit. I thought there ought to be a chapter in this book on evangelism. There ought to be a chapter here on the Holy Spirit. I mean, after all, how can you talk about Jesus Christ without talking about the Holy Spirit? Amen. And they said, we don't think that chapter ought to go in there. We don't want you to talk about the Holy Spirit. And we want you to talk about a whole lot of other things, but don't talk about that. So that's the only chapter that we've got trouble with. Everything else is fine, wonderful, but that chapter has got to go. And I said, absolutely not. I will not compromise on that. And he said, no, that chapter has got to go. And I said, no, it'll not go. And they said, well, you're going to have to boil it down then. And I said, well, I can edit. I can cut things down. But we're going to leave the heart, isn't it? We're going to cut the arms and legs off of it, but the heart stays. Okay? So, back and forth. I mean, every day, this stuff I'd send it off in the morning by Federal Express. He'd come back early the next morning and with their corrections on it, and they were calling me on the phone, and they said, this will not do, this will not do. They wanted me to remove all the verses on what they call pre-Pentecost scripture references. Didn't want me to use anything from Acts 1. Didn't want me to use the term baptism in the Holy Spirit. I had to use Bill Bright's term, which is the filling of the Holy Spirit, and they wanted me to give a Baptist interpretation to it, that it's not a separate experience, that the Holy Spirit is someone that you receive when you receive Jesus Christ, and it's not separate at all. And I was struggling. We finally got down to the last day. The deadline was there. And we'd gotten the thing down. There was just a half a page that we were at odds with. And I was sitting there in front of that word processor, and I just finally said, Lord, it's not right. I've given up my vacation. And I'm not going to give up my theology. After all, I've had this experience. These guys haven't had it. They're talking terminology that I used 17 years ago. And here they are throwing this at me and trying to force me into it. And I'm just not going to do it. That's the way it is. The book will just not go out. I'll just pull the whole thing back. And I was sitting there. I was angry. I was frustrated. I was angry at those people. There was a lot of bitterness that was growing inside of me. And I got quiet sitting there. And I heard a little whisper in my heart. And the Lord said, tough trying to communicate truth, isn't it? I said, oh, Lord, you know. He says, maybe you understand now how I feel trying to communicate truth through your word. You think you have all the truth, don't you? You think you know everything there is to know about the Holy Spirit, don't you? And then he said something extremely significant to me. He says, you know, it's just possible that you're right and they're right. Now what are you going to do about it? Now one of the things I can't do is go against Scripture. Paul is very plain in Galatians about not counting myself better than somebody else. And I said, Lord, if even my theology is to fall into the ground and die, then I'll bury it too. I think I'm right. But if it's not to go in this book, I'll leave it out. We'll just pull it out and not do it. And God said, I think that's probably the right thing for you to do. And so it went forth in Campus Crusade language, using their terminology. They gave away 8 million of these books. At the last count, 764,000 people had torn the little card out of the back and said they'd accepted Jesus Christ by reading the book. And the Arthur DeMoss Foundation estimates that for every one that did it, there were three more who did it that didn't send the card back in. And I realized that I could have killed a project by my insistence on being right. It hurt for me to have to give up something that was so precious to me. My terminology of the verbiage. But I believe that God got glory out of it. And that's what really counts.